The appeasers are at it again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was another attempt to put the war critics in their place. This time, Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld told the American Legion Convention that these critics who criticized the Iraq War and criticized the conduct of the wider war on terror seem not to have learned history's lessons. He compared terrorist groups to a new type of fascism and then asked, rhetorically, with the growing lethality of weapons, can we truly afford to believe that somehow, some way, vicious extremists can be appeased? Appeased. A reference to the 1930s when the British and French appeased Hitler. This has been a theme, that America is rife with terrorist appeasers who would welcome Hitler into their hot tubs. I'm still trying to find out which of you are against fighting terrorists. I find most Americans to be very much opposed to suicidal maniacs. However, I do meet people who wonder if the government knows what it's doing in the fight against terrorism. So it's no surprise the defense secretary keeps drawing parallels to World War II. We won that one hands down. And yet, where are the terrorist panzers so we can encircle them? Where's the terrorist Luftwaffe so we can shoot it down? Where's the terrorist Bismarck so we can sink it? World War II gave us this idea that we were so good we could win wars not just against enemies but against dysfunction. Identify a problem, declare war, win, problem solved. Declare a war on poverty, a war on drugs, a war on spam. Look at how well it's all working. I know, we could declare a war on incompetence. No, you're right, we'd probably screw that one up. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.